This is KDLL 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna. You're tuned into the Kenai Conversation. Sammy Crawford wants you to vote. Crawford's on the board of the local chapter of the League of Women Voters. She's been a member of the league since 1980, and she's been president 4 different times. We spoke with Crawford yesterday about why local elections are important despite low voter turnout in the borough. Crawford also remembers her own first time voting, and spoiler alert, she was really excited. Here's our pre-recorded conversation with Sammy Crawford. Issues of voting equity and accessibility loomed really large in the last election and in kind of the fallout from that election. What in that regard are you kind of paying mind to now, looking forward to future elections?
Well, the league has a national, state, and local precedent. And so we are very concerned with voting rights and voting access. And we support voting accessibility for all citizens 18 years and over. And we are concerned greatly that some legislatures seem to be trying to restrict voting rights. And the league believes that everyone who is qualified should be able to register and vote.
Are there any policies or legislation on a state or regional level here that concern you in particular?
Well, I think the national is the concern that many states have tried to put in restrictions that limit voting access. And it looks like they're trying to limit voting to certain groups. And that makes us very, very concerned. Of course, the Voting Rights Act passed under Lyndon Johnson back in 1965, and there's been a lot of attacks on that and a lot of changes to that legislation that are especially happening right now. And that makes us very concerned. We really want to make sure that democracy continues with every citizen able to easily register and vote.
On the other side of that coin, the borough is updating its election machines this year to be more accessible, to be ADA accessible, and those machines are actually going to be used in this upcoming October 5th election. The borough already uses equipment from this company, Dominion, in its elections, but those machines are outdated, they're not ADA compliant. You were actually part of a committee that picked the new machines. Can you tell us a bit about that process and why you picked those machines in particular?
We interviewed several companies and talked to their representatives. And after a great deal of discussion and looking at all of their statistics, we agreed that Dominion was by far the better choice. And we talked to them. They showed us how the elections were absolutely fair. There was paper backing to make sure that nobody double voted and that every vote was counted. And that made us very satisfied that it was a clean and fair election. And we've been voting here for 50 years on the peninsula, and we've never had any disputes with our election. And we don't want that to change.
Those machines kind of came under fire during the last election cycle following false claims from former President Trump that there was election fraud. What would you say to folks who are worried about the integrity of these voting machines?
They have been checked over and over. There have been lawsuits filed by people who were concerned about the election. None of those lawsuits found any credibility to any of the claims of a false election and false returns.
I'd love to talk a little bit about voter turnout, because voter turnout in the borough has historically been pretty low. We're not seeing very high numbers turnout wise. What is your concern there, and how do you kind of hope the league can improve that turnout?
Well, in the past 6 years, only 25% voted in the last 6 elections. And we do have six precincts that are completely mail-in, and we have 31 precincts. Only six have the mail-in, but we want every voter to be able to vote. But democracy only works when people feel that it's fair and they feel that your vote actually counts. And we are very concerned, and we really want that to happen. So the League promotes not only voting, but we do candidate forums. We send out questionnaires to candidates to make sure that we understand their positions on the issues. And we want to make very sure that every voter feels like their views at least are listened to.
Why are local elections important? How would you place that importance for folks who maybe have never voted in a local election before?
I think local elections are much more important than national elections. We have a huge ability to influence which candidates get elected. We can talk to them. They're our neighbors. We see them in the grocery store. We know who they are, and they are willing to listen to us. And we can, it's everything from the tax base, everything to planning and zoning, everything to how we want our local officials to make sure our government works. And I think it is the most important kind of voting we can do. School board, city council, mayor, city mayors, borough mayors, school board candidates. I think it's all very, very important, and we have an enormous influence. I know when I was on the school board for 15 years, if I got four or five calls, I would realize that this was an issue that I needed to address. And we made very sure that voters who had concerns or questions were listened to. We made sure that we answered their questions. And that's how you participate in a democracy. You contact and work with your local officials.
Right, that's important to remember too, that once the elections are over, the public process continues with that sort of outreach, that contact.
Absolutely.
To someone who's never voted before, maybe someone who just became eligible to vote, someone who just turned 18, I think voting can be kind of overwhelming in terms of the steps you need to take to register to vote. It's not always immediately clear. How does that process go?
It's really simple. So you can register online. You can register once you turn 18. You can register and be eligible to vote. You only have to be registered 30 days before the election. And the influence that you can have, these are your neighbors. These are people you know, and you can contact them. And if you have issues that you are concerned about, you can contact them. And often our local officials, because they know you, are really happy to try to help you understand. But the voting registration is so simple. It is amazing. You can go to the city hall, you can go to the borough clerk's office, you can go to the online registration and register. It takes just minutes, and you are eligible and registered to vote if you do it 30 days in advance.
Do you remember the first time you voted?
I do. I do. And I grew up in Nebraska, and we did not get to vote until we were 21. And I was just ecstatic when I could vote. And I could drink beer long before I could vote. But I was much more excited about being able to vote. And I remember jumping up and down when I was able to go in and register and go to my very first election. And I don't think I've missed any election except voting for Homecoming Queen. I hardly ever vote in that election.
What is your voting plan for Election Day? Where and when do you plan to vote?
I will try to vote in person. I always prefer that. And I have just moved, so I have a new precinct. I knew all of the voting officials in my former precinct, but I like to vote in person. I love to see people who are there volunteering or working for a couple dollars a day to make sure that the voting is clean and that everyone is completely eligible, and make sure that they understand the process, they understand what's on the ballot and how to do it. It's a simple process, but it's really, really important.
Well, thank you so much, Sammy, for your time. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Election Day is October 5th. You can vote early. You can vote absentee. You can vote in person early. And whatever you do, really try to find out what the candidates are, what their stands are. There's some amazing differences in candidates this year. And this year we're voting on school board members and borough assembly members. And these people set taxation rates. They're the ones who set school policy. And it's really an important election. So I urge everyone to register and vote on or before October 5th.
That was Sammy Crawford with the Central Kenai Peninsula League of Women Voters. The league is holding its own candidates forum for the upcoming election on September 23rd. You've been tuned into Kenai Conversation. I'm your host, Sabine Pooks.